out. Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
Hey.
Now listen, we understand you want this party started right and quickly. Well, we're going to do just that. We got the livest guest list in the world. We got Sherry Shepard in the building, Chewy Martinez, Gary, and Brad. What up, everybody?
What's up, Red Skin? How you doing, Atlanta?
Hey, Head Crack. The rest of the crew is going to join us later, but coming up, we have got to talk about Tupac being on Dancing with the Stars. And no, it wasn't his hologram.
And Phil Collins can put the stank on a drum solo, and apparently that's not all. We're going to have to sniff out the truth about this story later on. But, Brat, what you got, mommy?
All right, y'all. Last night, it was Icon's night on Dancing with the Stars, and all the celebs paid tribute to their favorite icons. Well, Johnny Weir was living his Amy Winehouse best life fantasy, complete with Amy's signature eyeliner, beehive hair, and a look-alike outfit. But, y'all, it was Nelly who brought the most heat. His first dance was paying homage to Tupac, where he danced to a version of California Love that he recorded just for the show, y'all. It was special for the show. And then, during the dance-off, he ripped off his vest and gave us some beefcake, darling. Ooh. So watch this, y'all. Check it out. Go, Nelly. Go, Nelly. McLean and his partner Cheryl Burke went home. So, Head Crack, what do you think of Tupac's tribute?
You know, call him 2.0, because, like, you know, Pac used to be a dancer back in the days, but I ain't never seen him do a backflip before.
Right.
Yo, Nelly been getting it in. Them bones and tendons is holding together quite tight. And, he had that seawalk kind of together, too, man. Like, yo, Nelly did his thing.
Yeah, he did. Now, Sherry, if you could have paid tribute to an icon when you were on the show, who would you have chosen?
Girl, it would have been Bonnie and Clyde by Beyonce. Who don't want a salsa to a good Beyonce?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's my girl.
And you look just like her, too.
Oh, yeah, because I look just like Beyonce. We like this.
Silly Gary.
All right, this is a major move for inclusivity, y'all. For a while now, CBS has been criticized for not featuring enough people of color on their reality shows such as Survivor, Big Brother, Love Island, and The Amazing Race. Well, that's about to change. Oh, yeah. The network announced a new rule. 50% of the cast for each of those shows need to be Black, Indigenous, or people of color. And the rule will go into effect next year. Love this.
I love it.
HK, what do you think? Is this long overdue, sir?
Let me tell you like this. I don't watch a lot of these shows to begin with, but I will say you'll probably see a higher influx of Black people winning Survivor.
Yes.
I know some of us has won in the past because we have mastered the art of doing the most with nothing.
Yes.
You'll see the first person with cable on the island.
Yes.
With having 50% more Black people. It's happening.
You know, on Survivor, Head Crack, you know it'd be women going, I'm not sleeping on the ground. I'm not doing that.
If you're Black or Latino, you're playing Survivor every single day of your life out here on these streets. But yo, Gary and Brad, myself and I think everybody on the show, we've talked about you guys doing The Amazing Race. What would that audition tape look like? Because that needs to happen. Yes, Brad and Gary on The Amazing Race. It would raise ratings. It'd be beautiful. I need to see that train wreck. How would the audition go? Go.
Because, honey, I love hate relationship. Honey, we love each other the first minute, but then, baby, once we get on each other's nerves, it's over.
No, I need you to sit your ass down and let me guide this damn platoon. Just shut up.
No, see, I wouldn't. No, you can't guide. You can't even guide yourself to the light, Carolyn, so you definitely can't guide me.
Well, I be damned. After I done brought you here, and now you're going to act a donkey. Oh, you know what? Go to hell, and I'm leaving.
You go to hell. You can't leave. You on an island, and you stuck with me, so you might as well just get through it, eat this bug, and walk through this mud. And let's go. Ooh. Oh, I love you, Gary.
I love you too, Brad. You're the
best. And I love it.
It might not work. I don't know.
This is the Amazing Race that you've never seen before. You won't even want commercials. Okay. I'm telling you, I would watch that show with Brett and Gary.
Okay, y'all, the crazy battle between Phil Collins and his ex-wife, Orianne Bates, just keep getting crazy.
Now,
Phil's been trying to get Orianne and her new husband, Thomas, out of his Miami Beach mansion, and she wants half the profits when it's sold.
Wow.
Now, Orianne is playing dirty, or maybe we should say fillers. Now, that's because Orianne says Phil stopped showering and brushing his teeth for a year.
Disgusting. Ew.
Phil and his attorneys clap back, saying that the claims are scandalous, squirrelless, unethical, and for the most part, patently false or grossly exaggerated.
Wow.
Now, Sherry, what say you? You think maybe not showering was part of Phil's strategy to force her out of the crib?
Studio. Ooh, that's just disgusting. But I don't know if the lawyer should have used grossly exaggerated, because that is so gross. Yes, head crack.
Okay.
If you don't shower and brush your teeth for a year, I'm pretty much out there. Because that you old and you stink too.
Mm-mm. No. Ooh,
and Lord, you already have 46
take care
million.
Of yourself.
You don't take care of you. Don't wash your ass. Come on now. Okay, everybody. So Beyonce and Jay-Z are continuing the Carter legacy by making sure Blue Ivy Carter is in the running for a Grammy, okay?
Mm. I love this. Wow. Okay.
Yes, so y'all, yesterday news dropped that the 8-year-old is the narrator of the Oscar-winning short film and now a children's audiobook, Hair Love, which is a story about an African-American father who must learn to do his daughter's hair for the first time while his wife is in the hospital battling cancer. So beautiful.
That's
so check
cute.
Out, check out a quick excerpt, Brad, of Blue Ivy introducing herself and the book.
Dreamscape presents Hair Love by Matthew A. Cherry, narrated by Blue Ivy Carter.
Now, Gary, if you had a daughter and you were able to put her in a position to win a Grammy at 8 years old, would you do it?
No way in hell. Because kids need to stay, and 50% of childhood stars are mentally disturbed right now because, honey, they did things when they were kids. And no way, my child, she needs to stay in a child's place and still play with her colors and her baby dolls. And as she get older, then she could get up to Grammy status. But as a child, that's too much, honey.
It's not 1969 no more, Gary.
Well, I tell you what, my child won't be no Grammy star.
Gary, and also, her coloring book, Gary, is over in Africa. You know where Blue Ivy is? She's in Africa. She's on a private plane to Dubai. Her life is so much different, and both her parents are entertainers, so it would seem natural that she would go into entertaining.
Her name was Tatum. Look at Tatum O'Neal and all these other little actors and actresses, honey. Tatum O'Neal, honey, was the star. Poor Gary Coleman couldn't even live a good life. Uh-uh. They need to stay children.
If y'all had to make a guesstimate, though, on how much Blue got paid to do this gig, how much you think she got?
But, headcrack, with Jay-Z negotiating her contract, I'm sure it was nice.
Let me tell you, we're going to get the rights to your book. Blue Ivy's going to read it, okay?
All right, y'all. Coming up, we have a senior citizens smash alert. Ooh. You don't want to miss this, y'all. Right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all.
Yay! Yay!
Yo, Sherry, look who's joining us. It is the dynamic duo of Heidi and Frank. What's up, y'all?
Heidi and Frank. Hi,
hi. What's up? Let me see if I can do this without breaking a hip, okay?
Oh.
It's time for a smash alert.
A geriatric smash alert?
Yes,
it's an old
person smash alert. Senior edition. It's Patrick Duffy, best known for Dallas and Step by Step. Bobby.
Yes, Bobby Ewing.
Actress Linda Pearl, best known from Happy Days and Matlock.
Yes.
Now, they had been casual friends, you know, for a long time, and they were in a group text with some other friends, and then everyone dropped out of the group text, leaving Patrick and Linda by themselves in the text. And Patrick, he must have fallen in love because he drove 20 hours to meet up with Linda, and they've been inseparable ever since.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
I love this.
But Sherry, if a guy drove 20 hours to see you, are you giving up the good because he drove all that way?
You better.
It's 20 hours.
You better.
Yeah, I probably would give it up. You gonna drive 20 hours a whole day to see me.
You need to take a shower first. You butt naked.
Gotta make him wash off that road first.
Yo,
get the road off of him.
I will have mustard on my boobs. Yes, you can eat this hot dog. Yes. All right, so it is time for
Thirst Trapping with
the Star.
Oh, she mixed it up.
She got
horrible.
She mixed it up.
I know, that was terrible, but we tried it, Heidi. First up is Megan Thee Stallion. Now, the rapper must have been clearing out her cell phone, and she shared this pic, which I am assuming is from Halloween, because the face is beat, the boobs look amazing, but the teeth, check out those teeth. Now, is this a thirst trap, or does she still look hot?
Oh, come on. We're asking that? Are you kidding me?
I know, huh?
Because you know she was trying to show off the Halloween prosthetic or whatever, but... You she wasn't trying to have your boobs in that picture.
So, Frank, though, because you always like to say, Frank, what that mouth do? Would you be wondering in this picture?
No. Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't feed Megan after midnight for damn sure. She's got gremlin teeth.
And it looks like she has a case of the WAP, whack-ass prosthetic.
Oh, man.
All right, okay. So, this one may be, I guess, safe to say for Sherry, because up next is Rafael Silva from the Fox show 911 Lone Star.
Yum.
He dropped this pic, Sherry, with the caption, grateful to be here, grateful to have a choice. Now, I love nature too. I've been guilty of maybe taking a one or two selfies, but gotta ask you guys, what do you think? Is this a thirst trap for
Heidi?
Yeah.
You know what I love about that picture is I love how the sun is hitting the peaks and the valleys, and the mountains look really great too.
Sherry, you didn't even see me
here all night.
You don't even know.
Let's check his hands for dirt. How many push-ups did he do before this picture was taken?
He swole. He swole, right?
He swole.
He's either doing push-ups before he took this picture.
Also, is this a set-up phone, or is he with somebody and they took it?
Heidi, you know he propped that phone up on the mountaintop and jumped right in it.
Yeah.
He's hiking with a tripod. You know, he's like, it was all planned. All right, Brad, what you got for us?
All right, y'all, it's deal time. And today we've got the Sutra Limited 2-inch Professional Blowout Brush. The 2-inch design gives you versatility to add more volume and to work with shorter hair. You'll be able to dry, smooth, and style your hair up to 50% faster than your normal routine.
Also, you get the powerful airflow of a dryer with the smoothing and volumizing of a round brush in one tool.
Yep, tourmaline technology helps protect your hair from heat-related damage, so you get silky and shiny and frizz-free styles every time.
And it comes in new limited edition metallic finishes. So, Brad, how much is it?
Well, Gary, this blow-out brush has been seen as high as $150. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's just $39.
Whoa!
Yes, just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, up next, Keke Palmer has a new man, honey, but is she getting trolled because he's white? We have the tea after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, y'all, it looks like Keke Palmer is clapping back at the haters who have a problem with her interracial relationship, child. So last week, Keke posted a video of her smooching on her mystery man who happened to be Caucasian. And child, fans were not happy about this particular swirl. Okay, so Keke, she decided to post about the election writing, "I see a lot of people living one way but voted another." And this prompted a fan on Twitter to write, "Like you?
Ooh!"
Insinuating she advocates for black people but dating a white guy. And that's when Keke had to clap back. She said, "Sorry, sis. I'm not in the mood for pseudo shade right now, LOL." Now, Gary, I mean, what you think? Are fans wrong for judging her interracial relationship or what?
You're damn right. How dare they judge Keke? That is Kiki's relationship, number one. And number two, she probably couldn't find a black guy because half of them gone with white women. So, hell, let her go ahead and get who she loves and who she likes. But one thing, though, if he's not broke, because now, Brad, he don't look like he had no money with that baseball cap on backwards. So if he got some money, now she can definitely date him. But if he broke, girl, you might as well let him stay and go ahead and get Leroy.
Okay, Gary, because she definitely needs somebody with some money because she got some. Now, Sherry, what do you think about this and her clapback? Are you down with the swirl, girl?
Well, Brad, first of all, I got to say to the fan, you better be glad Keke didn't clap back real hard, because I played her mama on a Lifetime movie and on Broadway when she was Cinderella and I was the evil stepmother. And that girl got a temper on her. But to speak to her relationship, I'm with Gary. Maybe she tried to get with a black man and there were none. You got to go with who loves you and
who
you
love. It's who you have chemistry with.
It's who you have chemistry with. And at the end of the day, like, humanity is not color. So if you click with somebody who is not the same color as you and y'all got the same stuff in common and you got the good and he got the good, go on with him. Shoot.
If I ain't y'all make each other happy, why not? Me either.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Shoot, I've been after Chewy for the longest, and Chewy with that little light vanilla thing going on with Chewy Shoe.
Vanilla.
Yes, I'm down with the swirl.
I know you want me.
You know I want it. Oh, you know I want it. Well, it looks like former Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Teddy Mellencamp, is opening up about how her kids reacted to her leaving the show in September. So in a recent interview on Nick Vial's podcast, Teddy said, "My son Cruz took it the worst. My daughter Slate was thrilled because she was like, 'That took up so much time, Mom, and it made you really stressed.' And I was like, 'Yeah, it did.' I wonder why her son took it the worst. You think he liked being in the spotlight more than his mother?"
Probably.
That's a possibility.
Before a change.
He probably enjoyed his mom being away on trips with the cast, and he could do whatever he wanted to have.
But Sherry, most of those girls, baby, they're not housewives, honey. So would you do Real Housewives if they asked you to do it, honey? I mean, would Jeffrey approve?
You know what? First of all, they would eat me up on Real Housewives because I'd be crying all the time.
All right, up next, find out who helped Vivica A. Fox set it off in the role as Frankie in the film. We got that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, you guys remember the classic movie Set It Off? Y'all remember that one?
Yes, remember that one? Of course. Yes.
Love it. Love it. Starring Jada Pinkett, Queen Latifah, Kimberly Elise, and, of course, Vivica A. Fox. Well, Vivica revealed recently that Will Smith helped her prepare for the role by being her acting coach in her trailer.
Wow. Whoa.
Viv said at the time Will was dating Jada, and she thinks he was trying to score some cool points, and it worked out. Vivica also revealed that the role of Frankie was supposed to go to Rosie Perez, but Rosie Perez turned it down. I could never see Rosie playing that now. Like, I see Vivica, I see Queen Latifah, Kimberly, and Jada in this movie. So what do you guys think?
Sherry, you couldn't see Rosie Perez playing it?
No.
Well, actually, I could now.
No.
You couldn't see that?
Actually,
I could.
We're going to rock the bank.
No.
I can't see it.
I love Rosie Perez, but yeah, it was Vivica's role. But I love the fact that
it would have just been a different movie.
Will Smith was her acting coach. Who wouldn't? I would pay money to have Will Smith come and coach me in my trailer.
Yeah. But Sherry, think about that. Think about that. He's dating Jada Pinkett at the time, and he's going, "Oh, yeah, I'm going to go in Vivica A. Fox's trailer and I'm just coaching her." Oh, cool.
Chicka, chicka, bing, bong, bing, wow. Chicka, bong.
See, but that just shows you, Heidi, Jada is very secure about her entanglement.
That's right.
He was coming out of that trailer to her. I would never let my man go in Vivica A. Fox's trailer. Not at all. No way. Mm. No how.
No. You'd be like, you can sit right here at the community table and teach her. You do not need to go behind closed doors.
There's plenty of acting coaches in Hollywood, Will.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.